Hi, I'm Art Kaplan, and I'm at the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU Langone Medical Center in New York City. If you make a mistake, should you apologize to the patient or the patient's family? This question comes up again and again. There's a lot of good data that shows that when people apologize for mistakes, patients and patients' families are more forgiving than they are if they find out later that something happened and no one said anything to them and they receive no acknowledgement and no apology. Pennsylvania just passed a law becoming the 32nd state to take apologies out of the legal process. What that means is you can apologize in the state of Pennsylvania for an error or a mistake, but it's not admissible in court. And now a majority of states have that kind of legislation. Very important to know if you're in one of those states, it should really be an encouragement to make those apologies. Now, it's not easy. Some of the issue is, how do I go about doing that? How do I initiate the discussion? I think you have to get the patient or the patient's family, if there was a death in a private area, someplace where there's no one listening in, a quiet spot where you can kind of go through what happened and give an explanation and then give your apology. I think apologies should not be curt. You have to be ready to listen for the response of the person you're apologizing to see whether they think, in fact, you were convincing or they have other questions. So it isn't just saying, I'm sorry and leaving. It's saying, I'm sorry and hanging around a bit so that you can handle whatever response, whatever comments they want to make. I think apologies morally are a very powerful tool. We see them in all areas of life. Government officials apologizing for mistakes they've made. We've even had situations where the president has apologized for research abuses like the Tuskegee study. The German Medical Association recently issued an apology for what doctors did during the Holocaust. And you might say, well, what does that do? It doesn't take away the horror, the tragedy. These are enormous crimes. But in fact, people say, even survivors of the Holocaust, survivors or descendants of those in the Tuskegee study, to have what happened acknowledged as wrong, to have somebody own up to the fact that it was wrong and they're sorry that it happened is very important to them. So I would use apologies. I think they're good medicine when things go bad. I'm Art Kaplan at the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU Langone Medical Center. Thanks for watching.